Definitely say it's definitely been an honor to be here already. God is so good to us that give us these midweek services to get us through. And it's kind of what I was reading about today and reading after Roger called us or texted us yesterday. We started reading this and just kind of thinking upon it. And God's so good to us. I mean, he's so good to us. Sometimes in my life, that's all I can say is God is good, and he's just so good to us, and we're so undeserving of everything he's done for us. singing's been great. Testimonies have been great, and definitely give us some thought for our prayers this week, the rest of the week till we get back here. And if you would turn in 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to read a few verses here, and then God steps on the scene and preaches, then we'll preach. If not, we'll testify and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. And I know one thing I've been told, and I know for a fact, is if God don't step on the scene, there's no preaching to be done. If you try to do it yourself, it's just going to hinder the people. And it gets really hard. It's like spitting cotton, and I definitely don't want to be there. And give this story before, and I don't understand why God called me to preach, because I was always the shy one in the back of the church. Didn't like to, when the choir would get, youth group would get up, I always stood in the back. I didn't like to be in the front. I don't like to be the center of attention, and just real nervous in front of people, and never could talk, give big speeches or anything like that. But I'm glad to know that when he calls, he didn't just call you and leave you. It's been a blessing. The first time I ever stood up to preach, I had butterflies all day. My stomach turned till I got up there. And as soon as I stepped up there, it was just like something clicked and everybody disappeared. And it was just so easy. And I always want to be in that part, because, like I said, if I get myself, I make it hard on myself. And I don't ever want to get there. And like Brother Ball said, it's an honor, but it's also a job. And there's a lot of woes in the Bible to preachers that people just ignore sometimes, but there's a lot of woes, because you are the man standing up giving God's word, and I don't ever want to put myself in a shoes where I can hinder somebody and send them to hell, because God's going to look at me one day and say, what did you do? And that, because it's not what he did, it's what I did. And it's very nervous getting up here and preaching, but like I said, we'll read and testify, or if God steps on the scene, we'll preach. If not, we'll say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. John chapter 2, the 5th verse, everybody would stand with me. We'll probably read down about the 14th verse. It says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes, I write unto you, little children, because you sin, your sin are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, Father, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. So if you would, you can be seated. And just some thoughts God put in my mind. Here we are, and like I said, in the midweek. We had a good service Sunday morning, good service Sunday night. And then Monday comes, and it seems like Satan just likes to just beat and batter us as much as he can, try to get us down and get us weak. He knows if we can, then we'll be distraught. We won't be a help to nobody. He just keeps battling us all through the week. And then we get here to Wednesday night service, and it seems like it's just enough just to get us through to Sunday again. Because, you know, if you just come Sunday to Sunday, you get real weak during the middle of the week. And it just keeps beating you and battering you. It's like you're in the middle of a big, long battle, and you just don't see the light of day. And that's what he's saying. If you don't love one another, you don't appreciate everybody, and even love the ones that are in wrong, then you know what? It's going to be long for you. It's going to be dark. It's going to be hard. You're never going to see the light of day because you're not truly giving the love of God. God loves everyone. He loved the sinner, knowing that if they accept him, they'd be his children. He loves everyone. He doesn't want to punish anybody. So we should have the same love. And it says, if you're in the light, you will walk as he walks. So therefore, we should love everyone. If we'd go the rest of the week and just pray for the ones that really just beat you down, make you feel worthless, just pray for them. You know, we had a situation where a young woman was talking to us and talking about how people were being mean to her and everything. And at first, our human instinct is to be mean and lash back. But we shouldn't be like that. Christ doesn't just lash out at us because we did wrong. He gives us a little rope, and he tries to guide us in the right direction until we get in that right direction. If not, then he'll chastise us. But if we just show him the love that God shows, guess what? The good book says, heap coals of fire upon them. Yeah. Just keep pouring out that love on them. Because guess what? If you don't show them that you're not being affected, they'll leave you alone. They won't bother you no more. Because it's not satisfying to them. The satisfying is breaking you down. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to beat us down. Because guess what? If he can beat us down enough during the week, well, maybe I've had a rough week. Maybe I won't go Sunday morning. Maybe I won't go Sunday night. Maybe I won't go Wednesday. And then guess what? After you know it, you're sitting at home, unhappy in the darkness. Just looking for a light, looking for a light. We know, and like he says, I tell you children, that there's a love out there. There's something that'll keep us safe. Your sins are forgiven. Then he says, young men, be happy. You've overcome the wicked one. Those of us that are saved, we're in the light. We may have some dark patches in our life. We may have some dark spots in our life. But guess what? The light is still there. Amen. It's deep down inside. If we'll just look and be happy with what we've got, and just know that God's working with whatever's going on in our life, we'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Don't be upset. Don't get aggravated. I know it's easy when somebody says something to you. You know, you get a little hindered. You get flushed. Man, I just like to clobber that guy. I just like to take him out of this world. But like the brother said, we need more speaking of God and what God and the love of Christ. Guess what? These children that are doing these bad acts and stuff, they weren't shown that love. They're looking for love. They're looking for something. They're searching for something. And they're so broken. They're so dark that they want everybody to be in that darkness with us. We are the light. We should want to shine out to those. Yeah, Satan's going to deal with us. But guess what? I got a name I can say. And when I say that name, he has to flee. Amen. So guess what? We're in his house. Let's praise him. Amen. Let's be happy. Amen. Let's know that this world is wicked, but yet everything's all right here. Amen. Guess what? And we can pray and we can see more souls coming in. We can see lost souls getting saved. And guess what? We can see those people that are beating us down, the people that are making us angry. We can see them come to Christ. And guess what? Your worst enemy can be your best friend. That's what God can do. He takes that stony heart, that broken, that beat, that just battered heart, and he takes it and pours a little blood on it and just makes it all new, makes it soft, makes it tender, makes you just want to love your brother. Say, how can I love my enemy? They're so mean to me. Did not God love you and send his son for your salvation. Wasn't there a time in your life that you said, I don't need you, God? I don't need you, Jesus? If you haven't had that time in your life, you're a liar, because we were all lost. We were all lost. There was a time we said, well, I can do it on my own. I can do it. I'll be fine. But God still loved us. He still came and sent his son to knock on our, the Holy Spirit to knock on our heart and say, come in. Just come on in. We should be the same. If we're truly saved, we should be able to say, yeah, that hurt. Yeah, that's distracting. But guess what? My Father still loves me. I've still got goodness in my heart. It doesn't change me who I am. There's a lot of things we can't do. Yeah, if I walk in a place and make myself look bad, that's on me. But certain opinion people have on me, there's nothing I can do about it. You may not like me as a preacher. You may not like me as a person. But guess what? My Father loves me. And he dwells with me. He walks with me. He talks with me. So guess what? Your opinion don't matter to me. I still love you the same. I've had people. I had a friend of mine that I went and I worked with him and did some work with him and just didn't work out well. And boy, I was really aggravated as a person, as a job. He wasn't doing a very good job. But guess what? As soon as I walked off there, I still loved him the same. People say, how can you do that? Because you love your brother.
Yes.
We need to go the rest of the week and pray for the one that's being mean to you. Pray for that problem that's coming up in your life. And know that God's with us. We've overcome the wicked one.
Right. Amen.
He can try. He can push all he wants. But guess what? At the end of the day, we're victorious.
Yeah.
We've won. We have nothing to be sorry about. We have nothing to be woeful about. We shouldn't be long-faced, because in the end of the day, we win.
Yeah.
I've said it time and time again. As a Christian, Satan's going to beat, he's going to batter us, he's going to make our life miserable, because he knows when the song says, when that darkness comes, when that little shadow comes in our life of death, that's it. Peace, joy, and love, that's all we'll ever know from that time on. So Satan's going to take whatever he can to make our lives miserable. He's not going to deal with the sinner. He's already got them. So we need to pray for them, that God save them, that God get down and just break that stony heart up and do the right thing. And guess what? Invite them to church. Somebody comes up and they're calling you names. They're being mean to you. They're pushing you around. Say, guess what? Why don't you come to church with me Sunday? Well, why would I go to church with you? Just come to church. Because guess what? God will do a work. God will do a work. He will give you victorious. And that's what it's saying here. This isn't a new commandment. He just said, I'm going to change some of the words and make it new. Because guess what? Before Christ came, it was a promise. It was a hope. They don't have all the things that we have. They didn't have it. They just hoped that one was going to come.
Yep.
We don't have a promise. Our promise has already been fulfilled.
Amen.
He said, he's walked. He's done. And like Sister Tara said, he wore those thorns. He walked this earth. He took our pain.
Yes.
He took our sorrow.
Right.
He took all our sins and wiped them away. In the old book, they had to come and do offerings. They had to do things just to get right, just for another year. But yet, guess what? That day that I knelt down at the altar, the sacrifice was already given. I don't have to bring it up ever again.
Amen.
And God said, those sins are as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered. Guess what? We have something to be blessed about. So Satan's going to keep battling us all week long. Bird Ball, we're going to step out of here. We're going to get a phone call. We're going to get something that's going to really upset us. But guess what? God's still good. He still loves us. He still walks with us. He still talks with us. What do we got set to be sad about? This is just a moment. When we look, I know as I get older, I know I'm not that old, but I'm getting older. And as a child, they'd say, all these things, they're nothing. And I'm like, no, this is important. This is important. Just, I got to get up for Saturday night cartoons, and I got to get this, and I got school tomorrow, and this is important. But as you get older, those things aren't important no more. They just pass. They go. We get in a time in our life where we just, this is nothing. We're getting closer to home. The closer and closer we get to home, the less we worry about these things. That's what we know, that it may hinder us for a moment, but just know, this moment will pass. All things are good. God loves us, and He's going to get us through the rest of the week. That's the thought. It wasn't much, but hopefully it was an uplift to get you through the rest of the week, because just to know that we have just overcome the wicked one, just that alone should make you smile. The one that's got destroying homes, destroying families, destroying men, women, children, we've overcome Him. We have nothing to be sorrowful for. We have nothing but to put a big smile on our face and say, God's going to carry me on.
Amen.
Let's pray for those that are around us. Pray for the ones that we're going to come in contact this week, that maybe we'd see them walk into church. Guess what? Like I said, your worst enemy could walk in here, get saved, and be your best friend and your brother. What a blessing that would be. And guess what? He worked so hard for Satan. Imagine what he could do for Christ. Some of the most wicked people become some of the greatest ministers of God's love. Had a man one time tell me, he's like, man, I was so wicked. You look at me funny and I'd stab you. But now it was the most meek, humblest, and uplift to the church. That's what God does. So guess what? That rain that's coming in your life, that darkness that's coming, it's just a moment. We'll get back here Sunday and the sun will shine. It'll be great. God will give us a word. He'll give the Holy Spirit to move through us. And guess what? We don't have to wait till Sunday. He can touch us tomorrow. He can touch us Friday. He can touch us Saturday.
Amen.
Let's just pray for our brothers and sisters. Yes. Let's pray for all these that are lost and undone that have been requested. Remember Roger and his dad. Sometimes we get busy in our own life and think, woe is me. But sometimes if we look back and just say, just start. I had a woman one time tell me, she started at the front pew and worked her way through and just thought of all the people in the church and the prayers. And she said, when I was done, it seemed like I had nothing in my life. We could be happy.
Yes.
Let's spend the rest of the week just uplifting, going and going from pew to pew and remembering our brothers and sisters. Say, hey, bless that one today. Bless that one today. Bless that one today. I want to see a good blessing. Guess what? Your phone might ring and might not have to wait till Sunday. We might get to hear good news. God is too good for us. For us just to be unhappy. I love the Lord. He's good.
Yes, amen.
He is so good to us. I could stand up here for months on end just saying, God is good. God is good. He is so good to us. God is good. God is so good. Troubles and trials are come.
Yes.
Pain's going to come. But God is good.
Yes.
He don't forget us. But you say, God didn't answer the way I wanted to. But guess what? He answered the right way. And one day we will understand. I don't understand all things. I have a hard time with them sometimes. But guess what He said? Ask, and I'll give you what you need. God is good. If anybody has anything on their hearts, we'll turn it over to Brother Ball, and we'll close out and say it's definitely been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
God is good. Anytime we can be with our brothers and sisters is a good day. Because sometimes it just helps us to see ones that we haven't seen. Maybe it's only been a couple days, but still, it's good to see you. Makes us happy. Know that we have a family outside of our little family we see every day. Makes us think God still loves us. Look at this. If we wouldn't hear, Rebel, I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't be here tonight. I got a family that goes for miles. I got a family that goes over the ages. Millions and millions and billions of people are my brothers and sisters. We got a big family. We should be happy. Amen. We're not an only child. But even if we were, we'd still be loved just the same. Because sometimes when you're in the darkest valley, it feels like you're an only child. Because God just comes and sits and spoils us as much as he can. God is good.
Amen.
God is good. All right, Brother Ball. Turn it over.